USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll be calling Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, global oil, and trade.
We talk about trade a lot. They would love to be able to do trade with our country. You know, it's been very much hindered by the nonsense that's been going on. Russia, Russia, Russia.
President Trump speaking there on Fox and Friends. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is on the shore of the Hudson River as the city welcomes the USNS Comfort to the city. The ship and their crew will provide welcome relief as New Yorkers try to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
I really want to say the Navy is doing something amazingly important for us in terms of health care for people going to need it, but also that's a boost to see the military arrive to help us out. We need all the help we can get.
The military ship will take on non-COVID-19 patients in a bid to reduce the strain on hospitals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Notes President Adam Crump will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestNotes.com.
The royals breathe a sigh of relief as Prince Charles is out of isolation. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Prince Charles is no longer self-isolating after becoming the first member of the British royal family to come down with coronavirus. The Prince of Wales exiting self-isolation after reportedly speaking with his doctors. His health is reportedly good after it was learned last week the 71-year-old had the virus.
Leaders in Louisiana blame the federal government after being asked why they allowed the massive Mardi Gras festival to take place during the coronavirus outbreak. Mardi Gras drew thousands to New Orleans the last week of February for its annual parade and festivities. Now the massive celebration is believed to be the root of the severe coronavirus outbreak hitting the area. As of Sunday, Louisiana has 2,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with 137 people dying. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A man is in custody in Ely, Nevada for killing a Nevada highway patrolman. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox is in Ely with the details.
47-year-old Sergeant Ben Jenkins was checking on a vehicle stopped at the side of US 93 about 45 miles north of Ely when he was shot and killed. The suspect, identified as 65-year-old John DeBritz, stole the sergeant's uniform and fled the scene in Sergeant Jenkins' patrol vehicle. Following a several-hour search by multiple agencies, DeBritz was taken into custody without incidents 4 hours later after having crashed the vehicle into a dry wash. DeBritz has a criminal record going back almost 50 years. DeBritz's ex-wife, in an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, said DeBritz was mentally ill with a history of alcoholism. DeBritz is in the White Pine County Detention Center, charged with open murder.
As states continue to take the lead regarding the coronavirus pandemic, Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine confirms dozens of new cases, bringing the state's total to more than 1,600. DeWine tells CNN, "We'll get through this together as long as everyone follows the guidelines."
What we do in our lives every day, and staying away from other people and doing all the things that we keep hearing on TV, we got to keep doing. We got to keep doing them if we're going to, you know, all make it through this.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.